Hello, and welcome to another Engineered Systems podcast. I'm Howard McHugh, Director of Building Solutions at RDK Engineers in Andover, Massachusetts. This podcast is a continuation of my December 2008 Tomorrow's Environment column in Engineered Systems magazine. In that column, I talked about the Carbone cookbook, where she uses her engineering skills blended with sales skills to help educate engineers about her product, which in this case is a chiller. And so I'm going to pick up on that and expand that discussion from my column to talk about how each sales engineer can create their own engineering cookbook based on the specific equipment they represent. I envision this cookbook to be a minimum of 13 chapters. And at first glance, you might say this is a huge book, but it really isn't. It's a matter of organizing the book so it's easy to follow. So the 13 chapters are really 13 categories. And remember, this book is intended to be electronic, not paper. So in each chapter, there's going to be electronic documents. Starting with Chapter 1, if you go to the ASHRAE Handbook 2008, Systems and Equipment, and go to Chapter 1, it's an excellent chapter on coming up with the optimum system selection for your client. And in there, you can download from the ASHRAE CD a system analysis and selection matrix that's very useful for the designer. Because in that matrix is a whole series of categories that you should be thinking of that apply or maybe don't apply. Chapter 2 is the central cooling and heating chapter of that same handbook. And if you go to the handbook, it's really Chapter 3 of the 2000 handbook. And again, you can download a system analysis and selection matrix. And in there, it's more specific to central cooling plants. So if you've got a chiller cookbook, this is a good analytical matrix for you to go through as the designer and come up with the optimum chiller system for your client. Chapter 3 is simply documenting your design criteria. For lead projects, it's the basis of design document. And there you would be documenting how you're going to select your chiller. What is the entering temperature? What is the leaving temperature? What is the kW per ton that you're looking for? And so forth. That information will eventually end up in a contract specification or in an equipment schedule sheet. With this design criteria, you should also have created a system flow diagram, and here in this cookbook will be a series of standardized sequences of operation that a design engineer could consider. A simple single chiller running with various stages of control, multiple chillers running, and so forth. Chapter 4 is a section for the designer to be thinking about if this is a chiller replacement. Amanda, in her HVAC tips column, has a checklist there that could be downloaded that addresses chillers and also cooling tower replacements. And in that checklist is a whole series of things to consider, such as rigging, the optimum time to pull out a chiller. Obviously, doing it in the summer is not the optimum time. And then Chapter 5 is the electrical considerations. The design engineer needs to know what the electrical considerations are so that he or she can pass them on to the electrical engineer. Chapter 6 is the plumbing considerations, such as if it's a gas-fired chiller, what is the gas load? Chapter 7 is the structural data that the engineer is going to need. Now remember, with each of these chapters here, this is the chiller sales engineer who is using this and producing this and providing it then to the engineer for their consideration. Much of this you'll find in a manufacturer's equipment catalog, but what you're doing here is expanding it to provide designer tips as well as manufacturer's data. So continuing on, Chapter 8 would be any safety or security issues. Safety is certainly what happens if you have a refrigeration leak and so forth. Chapter 9 is the operation issues. And those are equipment manufacturers' recommendations that probably come out of the O&M manual for the specific chiller. And what the sales engineer has simply done here is package those operation manuals into this cookbook. So the design engineer doesn't have to go looking for operational issues. And in addition, the design engineer is aware of operational issues, which sometimes are overlooked by the designer. Chapter 10 is the maintenance. In here, it would be a great idea for the sales engineer to provide a sample PM work order. Most design engineers really don't see PM work orders, so they don't know what the preventive maintenance requirements are. So here, the sales engineer is providing this work order under Chapter 10 so that the engineer can include that and help prepare the client to operate and maintain this chiller, whether they do it in-house or through a service contract. Chapter 11 is an observation checklist. And here again, Amanda in her HVAC tips column has put out several checklists. And there is one if you go searching through the Engineered Systems website for a chiller as well as a cooling tower checklist. Chapter 12 is the system flow diagrams, which really combine the automatic control with the functional performance commissioning. A sample of that would be to look at my back to basics column when I write about chillers. The engineer should write a detailed sequence operation, and if they were to use the Commission 3 software, they would inherently be producing the functional performance test narrative as well. And so the sales engineer should have that already done in a generic fashion that'll cover much of the sequence of operation. Also in that chapter under flow diagrams would be the testing, adjusting, and balancing flow diagram. Here again, if you were to look at my Tab 3 software for balancing, the sales engineer would have already put together a sample system flow diagram where you would input the appropriate GPMs and pressures based on the design. And finally, Chapter 13 is what I would consider a catch-all chapter where the sales engineer would insert pertinent articles on their equipment or articles associated with the topic of the chiller system. And so that's an overview of how a sales engineer would set up their manufacturer's cookbook. This cookbook is intended to be a document, electronic of course, where the sales engineer would blend their equipment manufacturer's data with design data so that the design engineer has a combination of useful information based on manufacturer's literature that ties directly into how to design the specific piece of equipment into a system. So in this case, the chiller cookbook will be an electronic library of documents that the sales engineer brings to the design engineer that goes well beyond the traditional equipment manufacturer's catalog and well beyond referencing the equipment manufacturer's website. I think the idea of a sales engineer putting together a specific design and equipment data cookbook for design engineers is a very creative and 21st century approach to sales engineers calling on the designers, because this is information that can be gathered electronically. You're not carrying around binders full of paper. And you can easily transfer that information to a design engineer that goes well beyond what you would be usually accustomed to, which is the standard equipment manufacturer's catalog and equipment manufacturer's website. Thank you for listening. This is Howard McHugh, Director of Building Solutions at RDK Engineers in Andover, Massachusetts, and for Engineered Systems podcast series.